It's Helping Hand. Fridays on HPR 1 station statewide and then archived on hawaiipublicradio.org. That's where we keep all of our segments. Helping Hand puts the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that supports people with disabilities or the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week we have a returning guest organization, and it's the Special Olympics and Special Olympics Hawaii. They've got an upcoming event that is the Special Olympics Hawaii Polar Plunge. Usually we have them on in the fall, and we will, to talk about the rappel that they do, which is a great way to support the event. But this is an event that's coming up soon on Saturday, April 14th, and it's going to be at Waterfront Plaza, fronting Ala Moana Boulevard, and we're going to hear all about it, this great way to fundraise and support the organization, plus other ways that you can support Special Olympics Hawaii, as we are proud to welcome back their Director of Development for Special Olympics Hawaii, Tracy Bender. Aloha, mahalo, welcome back.
Aloha, Dave. I watched you the whole time you were speaking. Your audience members can't see this, but you were smiling the whole entire time.
Well, it's always a thrill to support, and like I felt when I did the rappel, you know, when you're going down 40 stories and you know who you're doing it for, as like there's pretty much no feeling quite like that. So it's great to do the same when you just have you guys back in the studio. So this we'll hear about this fundraiser in just a moment, but for Special Olympics Hawaii, people who have intellectual or developmental disabilities, there are a lot of different kinds of conditions, I guess, that fall into that. You could, like, autism is one,
yes.
Right? I mean, there's different names and stuff. So for people maybe who have a child, perhaps with a new diagnosis, or they haven't realized that this organization might fit into their life, talk directly to the people who might have a child that they call special needs or they don't know exactly, and run through the different areas of people who would be great fit for the nurturing qualities of this organization.
Sure. Well, Special Olympics is for children and adults with intellectual disabilities. So if you have a family member that's a young adult, even an older adult, we welcome them. Our programs are good for all ages.
I guess I only meant kids just because I was figuring like they may not know about the organization.
Sure.
Yet,
yeah. No.
But you're absolutely right. It goes all the way up to a bocce player in their 80s. On
Correct. Oh, Dave, you are so knowledgeable. Yes, absolutely. So we are a sports organization. We provide sports training and competitions for people with intellectual disabilities. And so that is what we are mostly known for, our sports opportunities. But we do exist to give, to promote acceptance and inclusion of people with intellectual disabilities. So we have a school-based program called Unified School, Champion School Program, where we encourage in the schools for administrators and teachers to give special education and general education students the chance to interact in school and on the playing field. They can actually create teams and come out and participate in our Special Olympics unified sports programs. And we also have health and wellness programs that include an opportunity for our athletes to get a physical exam, a medical screening, I should say, at our University of Hawaii Summer Games. We do it there. We'll also do it for free once or twice during the year. So for those of our athletes that may not be able to participate, may not be able to go to the doctor, we provide a Med Fest where they can come and get a medical screening for free and get that medical form completed that they need to participate. We just started our Holo Holo Club. So we have walking clubs around the island. We have something called So Fit 5, which is a health and wellness, physical fitness type program all round up into one, where we teach our athletes how to be fit. We include their families. And a really cool component about that, too, is we train some of our higher functioning athletes to also be leaders for that program.
And you offer, when the young kids come in, you have a way that people can also bring in their friends or family members who do not have an intellectual disability to, again, you know, in your mission of fostering inclusion.
Yes. So you're speaking about what we call our Young Athletes Program. That's for children 2.5 to 5, and it is an inclusionary program. So it's children with and without intellectual disabilities coming together once a month and working on pre-sport skills. And so we're trying to get them ready to enter into our programs. The great thing about that program is it's not only just for the children, it's also for the parents. So going back to you, Dave, when you spoke about having a child who may have born and not quite sure what the future holds for your child, as a parent that can be scary, we invite them to our Young Athletes Program because they will learn activities and exercises that they can do at home with their child to help them increase all their motor skills. In between young athletes program and our competition age is 8, we have a program called Future Stars for 6 and 7 year olds. So for those athletes, they're working on their individual skills. So basketball dribbling, shooting, baseball running the bases, hitting the ball. And again, that they're working on individual skills to prepare them to be part of a team when they're 8 years old.
There's just so many benefits that come from the socialization and inclusion that this organization is offering through all of these different programs. So if you've never thought about participating, it's a great, and as you were talking about the unified sports, there's all kinds of opportunities for adults who want to, like, let's say they want to be part of those, because you have some adult unified sports teams too, right? So people who are listening and think, wow, I'd like to do kind of what the kids were doing, but you offer that too.
Yeah, good point, Dave. I call it reliving your glory days, right? And if you loved playing baseball, you love playing basketball, you like bowling, we do have unified adult sports as well. And so it gives the people in the community a chance to come out and, like you said, have that same opportunity to interact with our athletes with intellectual disabilities. And oftentimes, we call them our unified partners. They feel as if they've gained so much more.
Yeah, you're providing inclusion yourself. You're actually doing it,
yes.
You know, by doing that when you participate. And you are also accept, that's how people, let's say someone has a background in sports and they maybe could be a coach or something like that too.
Absolutely, they can be a coach. Yes, all of our coaches are volunteers.
That's right.
So, you know, we have a very small state office of 11 staff members that are full-time running programs for the state. But we have a huge pool of coaches who are all volunteers. And so we could not do it without them, without our volunteers.
So if you have sports experience and you'd like to participate in helping people in the community to feel included and involved, people who are often marginalized for no reason other than the challenges that they face, Special Olympics offers just so many ways to give back. And one of them, they also have some special events throughout the year to give back. This thing that's coming up, the Polar Plunge, is Saturday, April 14th, Waterfront Plaza, fronting Alamoana Boulevard. What exactly is going to be going on at this one?
Okay, again, the smiles, Dave. So people have probably heard of polar plunges happening in the mainland. It is when people in the mainland run into ice-cold, freezing lakes or oceans.
Of like course, in the winter, usually.
In the winter, right. So in Hawaii, obviously, we don't have that same opportunity. So our version of the polar plunge is much cooler. We have a 95-foot long, 35-foot high inflatable water slide. And we get 11 tons of ice donated to us, and we keep that pool icy cold.
What temperature is icy cold?
At least 34 degrees, if not cooler.
And is that safe and healthy to even do?
Yes, Dave, it is. It's refreshing. We have lots of fun pictures of interesting faces of people when they come jumping out of the water. And we have a lot of returning participants, so we know that people love it. It's a really fun event. So.
And it's a different whole thing than the rappel from the roof of the Hyatt, which is, so this one is a $100 minimum donation. You make a donation and then you get, and then you can get a whole bunch of people, obviously, to try to, so you could say, hey, I'm doing this thing. And you guys probably set them up with a little online portal thing so that then they can send that out to anybody they know and say, I'm going to be doing this on behalf of people who have the challenge of intellectual or developmental disabilities. And I'm going to go into 34-degree water,
yes,
down a 95-foot-long thing, and then you raise money because they'll pledge, you know, 5, 10, 20, 50, 100 bucks.
Yes, you're right. So you don't literally have to take $100 out of your pocket.
Right.
We actually rather you use our online fundraising portal, send out your personal fundraising link, and do the reach out to your friends, coworkers, families, anybody you know. They will feel proud to support you. They'll get a kick out of knowing you're going to dunk yourself in super cold water. And I do want to mention that it is free parking at Waterfront Plaza. So for spectators to come and participate, to watch the plungers plunge.
And Waterfront Plaza,
Restaurant Row,
okay,
right off of Alamoana Boulevard. So
Got
if
it.
You drive past there on April 14th, you're going to see this humongous inflatable water slide.
95 feet straight up, or is it?
It's long.
Long.
It's long, but
okay.
35 straight up, so that's pretty high.
Right. Oh, I get it.
Yeah,
right. 36 feet high,
right,
and it takes 95 feet to go down it. into 34 degree water with ice floating in it too.
Yes, ice floating, and we keep it constantly going. Our volunteers are there. So it's a great event for adults. We ask you to raise a minimum of $100. It's very kid-friendly. So for a youth, we ask you, student, any age student. So even if you're a college student, I should say.
And there's no minimum age?
There is a minimum age. Usually we say 5 or 6, but we're going to leave it up to the parent. You have to climb up, right, 36 feet. And it's a inflatable, so it gives a little. So you have to be able to go up that slide. You cannot go tandem, so your child has to be able to be confident enough, and you need to be confident in your child that the child can make that climb up. And then when they get to the top, they slide down. We haven't had any trouble so far, but that minimum for a student between elementary to college is $50. So that's very reasonable as well. We love to encourage businesses, sports teams, church groups, civics clubs to come out
as a team.
This is a built-in team building activity or family gathering for your business, for your sports team. And because of this event, you get to watch each other plunge. In addition to that, we'll have free parking, free popcorn. We do some other water activities. We'll do bocce out there. We have water balloon toss activities. We have Water Wars. Dave, have you seen Jimmy Fallon Water Wars?
I have not, but I can imagine.
Yeah, it's fun. You get to, it's that card game war that you play. And then if you lose, you get a cup of water in the face. And we'll do that for 5 rounds. So if you can imagine sitting next to your boss or across from your boss or CEO and
ice cold water?
It's not ice cold, if you would want it to be ice cold, Dave, we'll do that special.
No, I would not want it to be ice cold. Yeah. And you get prizes too, though, right?
Yeah, we'll have little giveaways there too. If you are a plunger, whether you're student or adult plunger, we do have what we call our mahalo gifts or incentives for the amount of money you raise. People will find they can raise that $100, $50 very easily. So if you raise $200, you get a prize, in addition prize to a shirt. If you raise $500, you get the shirt, and then the next prize, and then the next prize. So,
and then for people out there, and you'll correct me because I might have this wrong.
Yes.
Let's say somebody out there is very generous and realizes is just humbled by the great work that you do in the community. And they say, you know what, I just like to give them a whole bunch more money. And if people want to match me, that's fine too. And let's say they said they wanted to give you $1,000 right up front. And they were like, I want to give you 10 times what the minimum is.
That's awesome.
And would they get VIP treatment of some kind?
We would want them to be a super plunger. So these are for the very brave. A super plunger commits to raising, or if they want to donate, $1,000, and the super plunger will start at 7 a.m. in the morning. They will plunge 12 times in a matter of 6 hours. Now, for our super plungers, Dave, we've learned our lesson. We used to make the super plungers go down the slide. So I don't know about you, Dave, but if my 49-year-old body going down that slide 12 times the next morning when I wake up, I will not be happy. So we have an above-ground pool for our super plungers. So if that gazebo out at Waterfront Plaza, we have an above-ground pool, again, filled with water and filled with ice, and the super plungers will plunge into the above-ground pool. Usually they do it twice at the top of the hour because we've learned that if you plunge at 7, 7:30, 8, 8:30, 9, 9:30, you will never warm up.
Wow.
Yeah, so they'll usually gather all together. It's really fun to watch them. They'll plunge. They'll plunge, they'll jump out, they'll come back in, they'll plunge again, and then they're done for their 7 o'clock hour. For super plungers, we do a VIP treatment. We have a tent set out for them. We'll do breakfast, lunch, drinks, snacks, charging station because you're there for several hours. So we know you need to charge your phone and your iPads and all of that. And then they get some extra special gifts as well. So
the real gift, though, is just that you do it. And when you're doing something like this, it sure does feel good to support Special Olympics, I can tell you from experience.
Yes,
that was probably the greatest feeling I ever had going down the side of that giant building.
Thanks, Dave. That's really special for you to say. Yeah, it's an awesome. You were awesome. You were a great fundraiser and supporter.
No, it was a lot of fun. And I don't know if I could have the guts to do the 34-degree water, though.
Isn't that funny how, I mean, you rather rappel 400 feet?
Well, different people. That's funny, yeah, because different people have. Because there were people that I know who do all kinds of crazy stuff, and they were like, I couldn't do that. you know, who gave a bunch of money
to you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, and they saw the video of it and stuff, and they're I couldn't do that. Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, I couldn't do what you're doing, though.
Right, right. Well, so as we say with our, you know, people say, wow, what unique fundraisers you have. Well, our fundraisers are challenging. And so as our athletes are challenged on a daily basis, we ask our fundraisers, will you take the challenge? Will you jump off the side of the building? Will you take the plunge?
That's what you said to me.
Yes. And you said yes, Dave.
Because I couldn't, when you put it that way, when you think, you know, to do this little tiny challenge for one morning compared to what some people are facing on a daily, you know, 24/7 basis, it does put it in perspective enormously. Yes. And then finally, before I give you your contact information so a bunch of people can get themselves ready to do this, this organization is so fun to help out that events like this, it's really a testament to how many good people are in the world. They don't even need volunteers for this thing on April 14th. Why? Because they do need volunteers, and people signed up in advance. That's how heavily committed some folks are. So I would be saying, hey, I'd be asking Tracy, but I already know. Because people are so cool like that to get involved early and get themselves committed early, they're going to be there and be part of your thing so that you don't even need to ask for any volunteers for this. You do have events down the road, however. And if people wanted to volunteer for those, now would be a good time to reach out, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. You go to our website, sohawaii.org, how to get involved, and you're going to see our director of volunteers email. So I would suggest right away, get in contact with her. Send her your email address. Get on our mailing list. Our summer games that come up at the University of Hawaii, this year it's May 25th, 26th, and 27th. That we have over 2,500 volunteers, and those spots fill up quickly. Yeah, fill up quickly. So I would suggest if you're interested, we'd love to have you do it right away so you can get on our database and then get involved with other things we have going on.
Here's how to do it. You can go to their website, sohawaii.org, and hook it up there and get signed up and do what Tracy said, reach out to their volunteer coordinator. You can give them a call, 808-695-3533. What's the email address that's not on your little sheet here?
So for the Polar Plunge, it's going to be events with an S at S-O, the word Hawaii spelled out, .org. So that will take you directly to the person that can help you register for Polar Plunge.
Events at sohawaii.org.
Correct.
And then for general information?
I'll also give you the volunteers, S, at sohawaii.org.
S.
Yes, volunteers.
Oh, volunteers with an S at sohawaii.org.
Yes.
For any other reach out that you've got. And you can find them on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and YouTube as well, which is not listed here, but I'm pretty sure they're on YouTube. And best of all, we've got the full interview, the radio feature, and all the contact information and all of our other previous Helping Hand guests archived at hawaiipublicradio.org, where you can find Helping Hand online. It's the Special Olympics Hawaii Polar Plunge coming up Saturday, April 14th, Waterfront Plaza in Honolulu, bright and early. A lot of ways to help out and support them. We've been hearing about it with Director of Development for Special Olympics Hawaii, Tracy Bender, who we will see in a few months when she comes back to talk about the big rappel off of the Hyatt.
Yes.
Will it be on the same building?
It will be on the same building. And Dave, if you would love to have me back again, our 50th anniversary of Special Olympics is this year. So I would love to come in and talk about that as well.
Yeah, well, that'll be... Can we do that when you come in for the other thing?
Sure.
Is that a good thing? So thank you again on behalf of all those folks down there who you're supporting and all the people who you're inspiring by giving them the chance to give back in such a cool way that makes you feel so good when you're done doing it. Thanks for doing what you do, Tracy.
Thank you, Dave.